Krishna that has been written written about very extensively in the books of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in their books Dhan Keli Kauli and Dhan Keli Chintamani. This place is also referred to in the Govardhan Ashtakam of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where he describes that he desires that he will be able to go there to that place, Dhanagati, on his Giriraj, on his Govardhan Parikrama. And when he attains the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan, he will be able to see that beautiful, sweet pastime of praying Parama, meaning the arguments that took place, filled with praying Ras, between Shishi Radha and Krishna and the gopis. So, Dhanagati is situated in the middle of Govardhan Hill, and in former times, it was practically the only place which was by Golda. There was a trail, a pathway, through which one could pass, but it was very narrow. And from one side of Govardhan Hill to the other side, how the residents surrounding Govardhan would be able to cross over, rather than going all the way around, which is very long. So the Vedic gopis, they were carrying milk products. And they also, because the gopi and the gopas are common people, and therefore they're always dealing in a milk product. So the gopis were carrying yogurt and also butter in the pots, delicately on their heads. Because when Rishi, Bhagavati Rishi, wanted to perform a very special jagya on the other side of Govardhan, so the gopis, for that purpose, they were coming. But actually, we know that in the aspects of Radha and Krishna, there are so many excuses that the Raja gopis are using to go out of their houses. And they go to the forest in Vrindavan, they come to Giriraj Govardhan, they go all over the Vrindavan to perform various types of puja and yajna. But actually, what is their real intention? It is to meet their dear most beloved, the Prana Priyatama, Sri Krishna. So, in this case, it's just gopis, they were coming with carrying the pots, balancing two, three pots on their heads, and they were coming to this place of Dhanagati. So, Dhan actually means charity, to give charity or to pay taxes. So Sri Krishna and the counterpart, very mischievously, they just put themselves there at this attacking way. And when the Raja gopis began to come through, then suddenly, oh, Sri Krishna, he stood blocking the way. And the counterpart also stood by Krishna. And at that time, Krishna said to them, oh, where do you think that you are going? And they said, oh, we are going across to the other side. Who do you think that you are? And then Krishna said, no, I am the king of this place. I am the king. So if you want to pass by here, then you have to pay the taxes. Because this place, it is my kingdom. And I have jurisdiction over this place. So very quickly, Lalita, she said, what, Don, what kind of taxes you want that we have to pay? We don't have to pay any taxes. You know, we've never paid any taxes before. And then Krishna said, I don't care. I am the king of this place, and you will have to pay now. You will have to pay taxes to me. And then she went to Lalita, and she said, then how do you say that you are the king of this place? Have you inherited this from your father? Well, you have become the king, the prince, and your father is the king. And then Sri Krishna said, no, I have inherited this place because my wife is Vrinda. And Vrinda, she is the queen, she is the predominating deity of all of Vrinda's forests. So therefore, because she is my wife, it is my property. And then the Raja gopis all laughed and laughed. And they said, oh, what is this? How do you say that you are the king and that Vrinda is your queen, that Vrinda is your wife? Well, we will ask Vrinda. So then they summoned Vrinda to come. And Vrinda Devi, she was asked, so are you here, that was written as a, oh, what, that black prison? Oh, I have never seen this black prison before. And all the brothers and sisters began to laugh and slap their hands very authoritatively. And then she said, he is nothing but a lying debauchee. I have no relation with him. So this conversation between the Blessed Gopis and Sri Krishna, it continues for so many hours of praying Kalava, very clever exchanges of words and mixed meanings in all of their words. But what was the actual purpose of this? Because Sri Krishna is Radhika Shekhar. He's the most expert taster of all brothers. And with the Blessed Gopis, he tastes the finest variety of brothers. They're so clever, so expert in all the arts, and they're filled with praying. The river is called praying Kalava, and arguments filled with praying. But in the end, finally, the Blessed Gopis were forced by Krishna to take baptism. So, what was the taxes that they paid? They had to give some dan to Krishna, they gave some milk, some yogurt, like this, as a baptism. But actually, what they were giving to Krishna was their praying, which was overflowing from their hearts. So, in this way, Krishna was victorious there at Dhamadhi. But the Raja Gopis, they were not going to settle for this. So, therefore, the Raja Gopis, they decided to get revenge against Krishna for putting such a trick on them and forcing them. So one day, just nearby, as we continued on our parikrama, there was a kunda there, and this is called Nathivartan Kunda. So one day when Krishna was coming there with his cowherd boyfriend, the Raja Gopis, they had a very good plan, and they all hid in the forest. And all the trees and kujas surrounding that area, thousands and thousands of gopis. And as the Krishna came there, with his thousands and thousands of gopis, oh, then suddenly the gopis, they jumped out of the trees, and they captured Krishna, they overpowered Krishna, they overpowered Padmanabha and all the other cowherd boys. And now, they took Krishna, and they dressed him as a Raja Gopi. They put him in the clothes of a gopi, with a veil over his head, and then they forced him to put pots on his head of yogurt. So now Krishna was standing there dressed as a gopi, and Srimati Radhika came, and with the end of a comforting stick, she broke the pot of yogurt, and it came shot down on Krishna, and he got all completely filled with head and toe, covered with yogurt. Right. So in this way, the Krishna gopi laughed and laughed, and she could temporarily embarrassed, but actually he enjoyed it so much because the Raja Gopis were actually giving him abhishek of their brain. So this is called Nathivartan Kunda, where at that place Sri Krishna was given revenge by the Raja Gopis. And he's baptized Jiva Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Ramana Das Goswami and their ashtakams. They are praying that I may be able to come there to Dhanadhani, and I may be able to relish and witness this beautiful, sweet Leela. And I will be on the side of Srimati Radhika when the Raja Gopis are victorious, or then I will clap and I will chant Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
Haguru Rishi.
Govinda Kundare Nikate.
Near Govind Kund.
Yogya Prasad Kilan.
He was performing a yagya.
Gopiraj.
The gopis.
Dole Dole.
Groups and groups of them.
Gopi. Akhan.
They got ghee, yogurt, milk. They were coming, crossing the place. And that place, Dhanghati, that they wanted to cross this place, Dhanghati, Krishna said, this is my kingdom here. You have to pay taxes. Gopi said, what kind of tax? Is it your property or your father's or grandfather's that I have to pay taxes here? Krishna said, my Baba or grandfather, if it is not, it's not their property, but this Vrinda, the presiding queen of this Vrindavan, is my wife. And the same property is the property of the husband. What you said, we don't believe what you are saying. They call Vrinda over and then they ask her, have you got married with him? So they are asking Vrinda, after I got married to him. By his own mental concoction, he is saying that I am the husband of all the Braj Gopis. And then the Gopis started laughing, started clapping. But Krishna said, you have to get access. Has any creeper, any tree, any shrub, have you planted anything amongst all these things growing here? Or have you taken care of them? Have you watered all these? Or? You never watered them. Rather, on the other hand, whatever the grass is there growing in the forest, you are destroying together with your cows and cowherd friends. You are not a king. Krishna is still continuing. No, you have to pay the taxes. Now, on the pretext of the extracting taxes, from them. And then at the Govind Kund, what happened in brief, Sri Govind Kund's katha. Also, similar respects to Pujabhat President D. Swami Shila and Goswami Maharaj, all the present singers, the Brahmacharis, and the ladies and gentlemen present here, among my respects. Today, under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, performing our parikram, performing our Govardhan parikram, we reached Ranghati, we reached Anirga. Ground, Govind Kund, we reached in Anir Gan, we have the Sharaf factor. This Govind Kund, it was established by Bhagavana, the grandson of Krishna. One time, Bhagavan, Krishna Chandra, one of his names is Krishna Chandra.
Indra
wanted to inundate all the Braj, becoming angry at all the Brajvasis that they are not worshipping any longer. He sent big clouds to inundate the entire Braj with water. That time, Bhagavan, he lifted up the sword and he gave shelter to all the Brajvasis and Braj. And all the Brajvasis to filter off Bhagavan Shri
Krishna.
When Indra saw that all destroyed, then he understood that he had opened up. He went to Brahma and he said, Brahmaji, and he said, because I consider him to be an ordinary person, Brahman is saying that I also conceived him one time and on a person's. I cannot mitigate this offense. It's better that then Mahamaji said that all the Brajavasis, the gopis, he loves them very much. He has great affection towards them. And Krishna was always blessing the cows. He's serving them. And he's blessing them. He is serving them in so many ways and he's enjoying doing all this. If we please the cows, then it is possible that Bhagavan will become somewhat pleased with you. So, and the mother of all the cows is Surabhi Devi. Surabhi cow, if they went to her and they told the entire incident, whatever Indra, what had happened, and then together with Surabhi, they went to Krishna, and this Govind Kun, he offered his prayers to Krishna, and Surabhi gave him Abhishek with Surabhi's cow, milk, and he brought Akash Ganga, the Ganga which is in the sky. With that water, they performed Abhishek and he gave him the name Govinda, the Indra, the king of the Gopas, Gopis. He is increasing the bliss of all the Vajrasis by performing pastimes with Gopa Gopi. And he is also providing bliss enjoyment to all the senses he go. And so he gave him this name, Govind. This name is very dear to him. That's why this place is Kund is before and found is became famous by the name of Govind Kund. About 600 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Param Guru, Ishwar Puripad, and Madhavendra Puripad, at one time, they came to Braj. They were performing bhajan here in these places. And they were crying, calling out the names of Krishna and different names they were calling, Hey Govind, Hey Krishna. Like this, they were calling different names of Krishna. And they were crying loudly in celebration of Krishna. And they sowed the seed of prem, which later on will bear the seed, the fruit of Mahaprabhu. Whenever Mahaprabhu used to visit this place, he used to sing the peacock or sing the and when Madhavendra Puripad is in Ajagavati, means he doesn't go out to beg alms. When he is staying in this place, he is never going to beg alms from any places. This is his pastime for these places. And after 2-3 days, he is eating his food. And he's sleeping just for them and remembering rest of the time he's meditating on Krishna's pastimes and chanting holy names of the Lord. One time a very beautiful cowherd boy, he brought some milk products and he told him, Baba, why And how do you stay here? All day you are crying and crying. You are staying all the time, you are staying in this place. And why don't you beg for your arms? Why don't you beg for your maintenance? I don't understand. Why don't you go out? And how do you maintain yourself? I have to go. Now it is evening. I don't have much time. I have to go and take care of my cows. This small child is saying. So he took away a pot from Madhavendra Puri Path, this child, and he said, I will bring some things for you. Seeing the very beautiful form of Krishna, all the time he is now meditating on this very beautiful form. Whatever he was meditating on earlier, everything is vanished now. All that is coming in his mind is only about this small child. And now today when he is standing, this child is coming in his mind. After some time, this child came on his head. And he told to Madhavendra Puri Path that I am hiding because of lectures. I am hiding in a certain place. And night he is telling him. And now you must search out for me. I am in this certain space. And like this, he made him search the deity of Gopal. Then in the morning, Madhavendra Puri Path called all the Vrajavasis there, and this certain spot which had been indicated to him in the night and the dream, this same child, by the same child. Now Madhavendra Puri Path went to this place and he took out this deity. This deity was established by Badrinath. And then he established his temple, this deity in that temple. And then he performed such wonderful pastimes as Annakoot, offering up so many. Madhavendra Puri Path called all the Brajavasis, invited them for this feast. And there was a lot of rice and other eatables were made and offered to this deity. And we see in Madhavendra Puri Path that he is eating with his own hands and also distributing to all the residents who were there. He is watching this with his own eyes. All the Brajavasis, they became satisfied. Everybody was distributed prasad. Like for one month, this festival kept on being held. And Kasori, Puri, Laddu, Chapati, Yogurt, every day they are offering and performing this feast every day and distributing to all the Brajavasis. And then this deity then was established. And then he later on he told that, please, I want some sandalwood, which we know this very famous pastor that is going to Puri and other places. One second.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Which is very prominent
partner slave. After Indra had tried to destroy the whole of Earth, tried to destroy Krishna, who is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of Indra, the worship of deity, tried to destroy all the beloved cows, trees, cowherd boys, all the elderly gopas and gopis, and all his beloved darling sweetheart gopis. So Indra, for 7 days, he was raining torrential rain, which drops like elephant trunk, and thunderbolt. So at that time, Krishna, with his left pinky, he was holding Giriraj Govardhan aloft, and Giriraj Govardhan was feeling these thunderbolts like flower petals. And Indra's messengers, first of all, reported that all of, from the top, they were saying, that all of Raj has been destroyed, there's not even an ashes remaining. After 7 days, Indra sent another messenger, and the messenger said, oh, because he came down and he saw it, the great dust storm underneath, because everybody was dancing and ecstasy and chanting. Counting in Krishna's glory. They came back and he said, actually, not a single ant in Braj has been inconvenient. They're enjoying that ecstasy. They have beautiful palatial living places under Giriraj Govardhan. They have sumptuous food. They're all gazing at Krishna very, very happily. Indra realized his mistake and he came down. He understood that. He committed a very, very great offense. Brahmaji, he stole the coward boys in the car. They have to try to kill anybody. Indra is trying to destroy the whole world, which is Krishna's eternal abode. He realized he committed a very serious offense. Perhaps he couldn't help him, so he went to surrender to Brahmaji. And Brahmaji said that the cows are very dear to Krishna, so you should take shelter with Surabhi Devi. So Indra Devi went to Surabhi Devi prayed on Indra's behalf that Krishna would forgive him for the offense. So then, after this, Indra and demigod had huge abhishek, which was a very, very gorgeous abhishek. And Krishna more or less tolerated the abhishek. He was quite bored, actually. But finally, after all the demigods had gone, then the coward boy, and then he was playing with his coward boyfriend. So this place, Govinda Roy, he was given the name Govinda. Because, actually, he was the one who was protecting God. He was protecting the cows, he was protecting the gopis, he was protecting the gopas, he was protecting the land, everything. So he, Indra himself, gave him his eternal name, Govinda. In the past night, he gave him the name of Govinda. So, by Puri Maharaj, he's also described the past time of Madhavendra Puri in this area of Govinda Kuru. On the top of Giriraj Govardhan, we can see a whole temple. And this is where Gopala Ji came from. Was established. Madhavendra Puripad is Param Gurudev from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is the proudest friend in our Guru Parampara. Before Madhavendra Puripad, nobody had this right friend. He was such an ecstatic personality. He would wander here and there. He didn't know if it was day or if it was night. He would never beg, even. If somebody gave him food, he would accept. Otherwise, he would just survive. So one day, he came to Braj, and he was in this area, and he was chanting, remembering the past time, the Krishna, crying and weeping. So a young boy came, extraordinarily beautiful young boy came. Said, "Your Baba, why are you fasting here? Nobody fasts in Braj. We don't like people fasting. My mother told me of they saw you eating here, not eating anything. So my mother is sending with some milk for you. You take this milk." So he put the milk with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri finally began chanting again. But he couldn't forget it. Oh boy. I've never been attracted by anybody in this world before. Why can't I forget this boy? After some time during the night, he drank the milk. And he became so excited on drinking this milk. So after some time during the night, he dozed lightly. Madhavendra Purifat, he was sleeping very, very little. She was birthday this morning. He told us we should just jump 4 or 5 hours. He just sleeps 4 or 5 hours at night. Madhavendra Purifat, he was sleeping at most 1 hour, 48 minutes, while Radha Krishna resting at night. So he goes in. And the same boy came in the dream. Madhavendra Purifat. 4 days, I've been here 4 days. I've been waiting for you so long. So this is Gopal here. Gopal was established by Vajina, but then when the Muslims came, and they were perpetrating their atrocities, they were killing so many Brahmanas, destroying the deities. So the Pujari buried Gopal here. So now, Gopal, he said, Mother Vindapuri, you have to come and you have to see, you have to get me out. I want you to serve me. Krishna might serve that the service of his very confidential devotees, and he's been waiting for Mother Vindapuri to come. So when Mother Vindapuri walked, he realized, oh, that's what that I saw. He was my father, he's my Kanai. He was my vertical Krishna. Then he assembled the Gopals, Prasvati. And they went to the place where the deity is indicated. Sure enough, they found the beautiful form of Gopal. So he brought out, we can see at the bottom, this is Madhavendra Purukhan, Vaisak, is there. And this is the place where Gopal Ji was first established. Then later on the top of Giriraj Govardhan, he established Giriraj Govardhan, so he established Gopal. And all the inhabitants from the local villages, one day after another day, after another day, after another day, the merchants from Mathura, all the villages around, they were coming in turn. They were performing mantras for Gopal. And then we know that sometimes Gopal told him that, oh, I had so much nice food, but still my body is so hot, I was very close. You have to get some of them. So this is a long story, how Madhavendra Puri went to Malai, went to Puri. Wasn't going to get some of them. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, there was a journey towards Puri. So Nityananda Prabhu was relating his pastime to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic to hear the qualities of Madhavendra Puri. So he's some pastime connected with the Govinda and Hare Krishna. Govinda Puja pastime.
Near Anurban, there is another place called Anurban. There is Gaurikund also is there, in that place.
You're
asking somebody to speak the history of Gaurikund. Offering my invocation, he's chanting. Nothing can be heard. The most respected Shla Maharaj Ji. He has given me the order. And he has given me this mercy. Able to purify myself. Try to purify myself by speaking. By the coming in contact with the touchstone, even a piece of iron can become into gold because of associating the iron me also becomes very something very valuable. Now we are performing this Rajmandal Parikram and in the association of the respected devotees and they're under their guidance. This is my great fortune, especially in this Shila Govardhan. Now he has ordered me to speak some of Govindpun. Everybody who is present here, I'm sure they know something about this place. But Shri Giriraj Govardhan, by the name of Govardhan, offering my obeisances to this respect to this place. There are different reasons, some primary, some secondary, of this place to be present there where it is. The main reason is that it is Srimati Radharani established this pond, or one. She is performing pastimes in various places, Srimati Radharani. And at the banks of this pond, Vilas means beautiful nectarian pastimes. Sorry. I'm sorry, I can't speak. What did you speak, Gurudev is saying? What did you speak? You finished before you started. You know, again, telling
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First of all, I'm offering my respects to my Om Mishnupala Ashwagatat Shri Shanadakti Dhamma Mishnupala Maharaj for the sweet. Offering my respects and Om Mishnupala Karijagacharya Vare Ashwagatat Shri Shanadakti Nathalana Swami Maharaj and Om Mishnupala Krishnamadakti Dhamma Shri Trika Maharaj for the sweet. I offer my innumerable obeisances. Hindi. Hindi. Hindi.
question was the question of his other material. And then by the Sannyasi. So today what are we think about how he should learn? Just in a part, you know, the Sannyasi he was his son God, to teach her husband and his family. In that way, Sannyasi Devi, he was his Gopi Devi, to teach her husband and his husband. So, what is the case of Gopi Kunda? Chandravar was corrupted with Padma and others. And Radhika waiting in Krishna. And Krishna is so discovered and coming. What is that? Oh, why is that coming? So, Radhika sent her main children, Rupamanjali. So, prior to the end, said that in Gurubhaka, he had seen one slope. He couldn't just know what he cared in his body. Yadhyanivi Shukri Rapesha Niya, Sapta Vidakta Vatikota 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 Vatikota. So, Rukmanjari and other Manjari, like Babana Manjari, Gurdi Manjari, Yaman Manjari, Akhami, etc. They discuss and say Rukmanjari. What they discuss? When the pickup, sorry, Sandhavara was around there with Ayat Shoki, and Krishna was there, Shoki is looking at each other, making fun. In China, Rukmanjari, in fact, that Kunjari, the four, let me, get the floor, get the floor. And Savaita comes out from his mouth. He has to die. Very big danger. What did you surprise? What happened? Then I said, family, how do you want to say that? It's here. It's about Mahavari, Mahavari. Don't hear, don't hear. Please tell what is the fact. Then Rukmanjari told that in God is a big danger. They were entered in the car, and who got this is going to him? Because the devil's form of car, who is going, he's smelling and opening his mouth and getting himself caught and running from there. Other than being a prohibited, all cars will be finished up from the road. That's it. Because there is that, that the direct was around, it's understood. Let us go. No, I will not go there anymore. He is so powerful. He has no problem, man. They will know, knew, that I have to tell you that he is in his house. I will not go. He changed Rama such a way. Chandravari, what man, they could not understand at all. But after all, they said, show some power in them. And this one is going. Okay, I have to hold her distance from her going to hold her thought into the Kandika. Okay, at this time, Gopimanjari Rukmanjari is coming, and Rukmanjari goes, okay, today I want to get under. I will give you a new lesson for coming. Lesson for the man, oh, please don't get to your family. So, Rukmanjari goes, what is happening in Kapatitya?
Thank you.
like this. Radha ji. For Surya Puja. He used to go to Suryapur. He is going to Suryapur. And there she is having a meeting in a very beautiful first time they are performed. Similarly, she makes an excuse in the home for Gauri Pujan or for the worshipping of Parvati. Chandravali also used to come there, and with her sakis, she used to call Krishna in that place, and their meeting used to take place. Like this one, Krishna. Chandra, Padma, etc. With all those sakis, he is performing his pastimes. And there, Radha ji, in separation of Krishna, she was burning in separation, she was so distressed, and then she sent Rupmanjari. Just find out, search out where is Krishna, somehow with force, with cheating, somehow bring him here. Rupmanjari went to that place, in that kunj, in that Gauri kunj. Really, she saw that amongst all those rupees, Krishna is there, and she is saying to Krishna, you know, there is a big calamity befallen on Raj, and Asur is killing all the cows, there is a demon, stop him from killing, otherwise all the cows can. Cause of this stress will be finished. Then Krishna is saying to Chandravali, I will lift this demon, I will come immediately, do not worry, I will return, definitely. Saying this much, with Rupmanjari, he went to Radhaji's kunj. Like this, Rupmanjari cheating Krishna, and she cheated Chandravali and brought him to this Gauri kunj. This is first time of Gauri kunj in brief. Nearby is Sankarshan Kunj. Before that, Gauri Kunj, there is the history of this place is, do you know? He's asking. And Maharaj. Are you wrong? With the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, performing our Vajnavi Parikram, performing our Giraj Parikram,
then the rats don't go away.
Haribo. Okay. So, the description of Sankarshan Kunj. That's how they were celebrating the holy ones, the most beautiful festival in the world. This color which they are using in the holy festival is the actually color of love. And everybody becomes colored in this color of love in this holy festival. So Krishna Chandra, this holy pastime he is performing in this place, and that time Kansa's very special one servant, Shankarchur, by the name of Shankarchur, a demon, he began to think that if I could kidnap Radhaji in some way, then to kill Krishna would be easy, because in Dalit Madhav matter, it is described, Rupa Goswami is describing in this matter that Radhaji Suppose somebody gets married to Radharani, the person becomes immortal. So, it's very nice, it is described in Lalit Madhav Dhyama, it is described in that book. So, Shankarchur is thinking that maybe suppose I kidnap Balaji and suppose she handed over the Kansa, then Kansa will get married to Balaji and Krishna will be able to be killed very easily. Where this holy pastime is being performed, very beautiful, the kunj and all things are there, very beautiful. Different kunj are there, present, very beautiful, one more beautiful than the other. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Pad is describing, in the Ashtakali Leela, he is describing that all these places. In Govind Leela, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Pad is also describing that what is the beauty of this kunj. The coins which are wide, the coins which are decorated with jewels, speak on the topic, Gurudev is saying. Now, he is beginning to kidnap Radharani and beginning to go away from there. And she is calling out, oh Krishna, protect me. When she began to cry like this, then Krishna quickly to that place, Shankar, he killed this demon. And on his forehead, there was one jewel. He took out this jewel. And taking this jewel, he handed it over to Baladev Prabhu. And this Prabhu knows the internal desire of Krishna. Why he has given? He knows this very well. That this has to be given to Radhaji. But if he Krishna hands over this in front of everybody, then it will not be proper. So he gave this jewel to Baladev Prabhu, and Baladev Prabhu gave this jewel to Lalitaji, and Lalitaji gave this to Radhaji. This very beautiful pastime is described, and Bajranath, remembering this pastime, he made this pond in the manifested this Shankarshan pond. One of the name of Baladev Prabhu is Shankarshan. That is why this has been named Shankarshan pond. One second. In Radhakund, Krishna and Baladev at the time of performing holy, with Prakash, with the gopis, he is performing his dances and various pastimes of holy eternally. That time, Shankachur, the messenger of Kans, came to that place. And all the gopis, just like one may chase the cows, all the gopis that there were, he began to chase them and forcefully take them away, kidnap them. Then the gopis began to shout, oh Krishna Baladev, protect us. That time, Krishna and Baladev, both of them ran towards the place. Krishna said, stay here, protect all these people. And he started running away from the gopis, leaving the gopis behind. And Krishna said to Baladev, stay here, you just protect the gopis, I'll just kill him and come back. Krishna went ahead of the gopis, he killed Shankachur, and on his forehead was a jewel. After killing him, he took out this jewel, and returning, he gave this to Baladev Ji. Krishna, why he did not give this jewel himself to Radhika? Because all the gopis will be in Manda. That why he did not give to us? He did not give, hand it over to us. Krishna said, you are the most dear to me. There is no one as dear to me. All the gopis, he is saying similar talks, similar words to all the gopis. If he will give to one particular gopi, then others will be in Manda. So he gave to Baladev Ji. Baladev Ji is Krishna Das. He understands everything. He gave this to Dhanishta because she is going and coming to him so often to Radhika, and to Dhanishta he gave this, and Dhanishta gave to Radhika as a gift. So this pastime was performed in this place. Shankachur was killed, the demon, and Baladev Ji protected all the gopis, and Krishna killed Shankachur, and this jewel was handed over to Baladev. This is known as Baladev Kund or Shankar Sankar. Nearby also is Anur Gaon. What means Anur Gaon? in brief, underground.
In the same approximate area as over the court and the shell of the court, where the pastime of the Lord Calvary is of Madhava and Krishna, where Madhava was prepared for the sacrifice of the Lord of Peter. Many elaborate and wonderful preparations. And Krishna was asking them, what are you cooking for? Is it some special vegetable? Is it something good? What are you eating? And she was a little and didn't want to be bothered, so then he went to Madhava. And Madhava, also thinking that Krishna was drunk and would not be able to understand, then immediately explained to him what he was. I think he was. But then after a short time, he began to explain, actually, we are doing puja for Indra, because Indra, we worship him and he gives us rain. And by rain, the grass is grown, and the cows by nourished. If we are cowardly people, we can get it from the cows, but they need their livelihood. So we are dependent on Indra, and therefore we worship him. And then, in a very elaborate and fascinating way, Krishna began to give different kinds of very complex arguments to defeat none of those purposes and justification for worshiping Indra. Ultimately, he convinced them that Govardhan is the actual source of our livelihood. Govardhan is the source of the water, the grasses, all the fruits and flowers, and everything that those lives are dependent on comes directly from Govardhan. You may have seen Indra, he may or may not be there. People don't even worship Indra, they also get rains. The ocean gets rain, nobody in the ocean worships it now. Simply worship Govardhan, but we know it's here and we can't see. And so, because of the beguiling, charming, and very strong arguments, everyone was persuaded. And he took all the paraphernalia that was to be offered to Indra, and they began worshiping the Indra's Govardhan. Now, we've heard the pastime of Peter's reaction, but before that, all the cowards people were assembled, and they filled this area. Actually, there were so many carts filled with prasadam, and probably so with Govardhan, with so many carts, so much prasadam was there. And just as Krishna had predicted, Giridhar Govardhan manifested himself in front of the entire assembly and began to teach them. Surprisingly, Giriraj, although he was very gigantic, he learned an awful lot about Krishna himself. But because of Govardhan, I don't think anybody really noticed that. But actually, Giriraj looked exactly like Krishna. He was in large arms. He was eating everything. And as he began to eat, gigantic stacks, there were enough puppies to fill this entire room hundreds of times. There was deer, there was Ramsula, there was Nishorius, there was Samosa. Every delectable item that you can imagine was there being offered in huge, huge, huge quantity. And he was eating it all. And he was saying, Anayor! Anayor! Bring me more! Bring me more! Anayor! He was shouting. Many interviews. And he was still showing Anayor. And then he said, oh, here you are, we have nothing left. We've given you everything. And he offered him a little pulsi and some other water. And he said, yes, now I am satisfied. So this was that place. And then afterwards, of course, Indra and his rage came and rained down the rage and I will pass from his consciousness. But this was Anayor. This now is your Anayor after that pastor.
Thank you. think he's going to translate.
We're here to follow up on
that. There is another time there.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Awoke with an active way.
Risen because.
Manjali Vadan Karre.
He's playing his flute. Yes, please, they are speaking. I want to hear. These dear, those are very lucky that along with their husbands, they go and visit Krishna.
And
they are begging for love of Krishna with their eyes. Even the demigoddess.
With
their husband, in the place that they are traveling, and they are having darshan of Krishna's pastimes. They are seeing Krishna's roop, they are hearing his flute, and in the husband's laps, they are losing consciousness and falling down in their laps. And the calf, because hearing the flute sound of Krishna, raise their ears up in the air and they're drinking the nectar of Krishna's flute song. And the grass in the mouth of the cows, it just stays there, doesn't go inside, doesn't fall down. And their mouths open, they're just listening to the flute sound. And this calves, hearing the nectarian flute song, they become so enchanted, they close their eyes. And the milk that they were drinking just remains right in their throats. They don't throw it out, neither do they swallow it. And the tears are flowing from their eyes. Oh, these living entities who are able to move. But look at the river. Even the sky. These clouds in the sky. Look at that. Look at all that. Krishna is going to raise the cows. Sometimes they are going that side, sometimes that side, and in sun they are scorching heat, they are standing. They don't feel this heat. Thorns don't disturb them. But when it is scorching heat, sun, and Krishna goes, in the sky, these clouds, they cover sky as an umbrella. He is black as Shyam, exactly our complexion. He is our Sakha. Let him not be troubled because of the sun. So they, as an umbrella, cover him. As an umbrella, they cover him. And because they are ecstatic in pain, the tears are flowing from their eyes. Means this rain which is falling, the slight rainfall that is there. This is not rainfall. This is the ecstatic symptom of tears flowing from their eyes.
Oh.
These clouds are also serving Krishna. We are so unfortunate
that
we cannot even go in front of Krishna. If the husband will understand, they will even turn out of our homes. And look at the clouds. So free, carefree manner. Wherever Krishna is going, they follow him. And like an umbrella, they serve him. Reading. The gopis, patience, whatever was left, that is also now. They cannot tolerate. They are so much love is increasing in their heart. They are so much eager to meet Krishna that actually, what they're speaking about the moods in Yamuna, actually it is their own moods. Now, whatever they were speaking, they were hiding all the meanings of their inner heart. But now, more openly, their moods are coming out in these words.
Oh,
Sakhis. The animals and birds are moving entities, or even these this river, which is with its very beautiful long arms. It is taking the lotus flowers in its arms and its hands and out to Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet are as if they are covered by the lotus flowers that they are offering. These bees, these are not humble bees. By hearing flute sound of Krishna, this flow of Yamuna river, it is turned backwards now. It is flowing in the opposite direction. And which? Now how will it move? It is like a whirlpool, it is just going round and round and round. These are all moods of Sanatana Goswami is describing. By external vision, etc., they are all like inert. But Yamuna cannot be called as inert, or Giriraj cannot be considered to be non-living. The vegetable deity of Yamuna is Vishakha. That is why she it is not that she is non-living. As some Sakhi is speaking, just like earlier words, she is speaking again. Yamuna, Mansi Ganga, etc. rivers. Especially the topmost beloved of Krishna Kalindi. All the words. You understand that they are speaking them to be a river, but you understand that Saraswati have disappeared. But Manasanga is there, this Manasi Ganga, it was not a pond today. It was a stream of Ganga flowing from here. That is why all these rivers, not all these rivers, Kalindi, they are speaking about Kalindi's emotions, moods, that when the beautiful flute song of Krishna, when they hear, hearing these songs, when it enters the ears, to their hearts, through their ears, then that very second, so much prem or lust is increasing, calm is increasing in their hearts. So much eager they are to meet Krishna, that these waves, they become like whirlpools. Especially here, when Krishna has come near, the Yamuna river, it is reaching with its waves near and near to Krishna's lotus feet. And reaching near, now even now she is reached up to Krishna's chest, because she is embracing Krishna. But Krishna, calm. Satisfied in the self. He ignored Yamuna, and Yamunaji became embarrassed and came back again to its banks. And now, with its waves, it is taking this lotus flower. Now, she cannot embrace him on the chest, but these lotus flowers are offered at his lotus feet by the arms or the waves of river Yamuna. Like this. Or Lakshmi, the wealth, means this whirlpool, which is in the, when the rivers become flooded, the waves come in the river, then the water is flowing in the opposite direction, so this is flowing, but still from the top water is coming, so because of this a whirlpool is formed. So now these whirlpools are actually the emotions of Yamuna river, manifest as the whirlpools in the river. Like this, all these rivers, with their arms, they are embracing Krishna's lotus feet to pacify, to cool the burning of their heart. Or when they embrace, then their movement is stopped, or they become standstill. And now they only, with their waves, holding the lotus feet of Krishna, they offer at his lotus feet the lotus flowers, and from Kamala has come this word Kamal, lotus flower. Kamala means Lakshmi ji. These gopis are worshippers. Yamuna is the most worshipable. That is why in this world all the rivers, they are worshipable for Lakshmi ji also. All these rivers are Kalindi, etc. These rivers are superior even to Lakshmi ji, another demigoddesses. The rivers, hearing the Mohan Vamsi, the Mohan flute of Krishna, they don't go to the husbands, the sea, ocean. They don't go in that direction. The rivers, husband is known as the sea or the ocean. Now, as if they want to also ignore their, they stop flowing towards their husband and they are turning their ways or themselves towards Krishna, attracted by him. And with the divine gifts, what are the divine gifts? The lotus flower they offer at his lotus feet. Like this, the glories of rivers have been described. Further, most beautiful poetry is going further. Performing heaven, meditate on these pastimes. If it is possible, if you are qualified. Don't let your mind wander there and there. The life is just for 2 days. Very short. I have received a very sad news today. In Vrindavan, there was one disciple of ours. She was sent in Delhi for treatment. She was a nurse in one big hospital in Delhi. For many years she was staying in our ashram in Vrindavan. A very wonderful devotee she was. Her moods were very nice. Never she would leave Braj. And all the parikrams she would always be present. Yes, I heard today in the morning. Yesterday I heard the news. Day before yesterday, when I was coming, I heard, then Umadevi told me that she is not feeling very well. She wants to have your darshan. I thought, it's something ordinary, maybe sickness. I am also not feeling very well. I will see her later. I will see her. Because she was feeling very sick, she was taken to Delhi. And in Delhi, she left her body. That's why all of us will pray for her. We should pray for her. That Radha Govindji and Abu Giriraj ji, may they provide peace to her soul and may she have entrance further into the kingdom of bhajan. We will pray at the lotus feet. You also, I am requesting that you also pray. And I think she left in a very auspicious manner. She didn't travel very much. And meditating on Vrindavan, meditating on me, in this Kartik month she has left this body. She has gone. That's why Bhagavan will be merciful on her. Today we will finish today. Translation.
Gracias.
for how fortunate are the deer. They are going to meet Krishna along with their husbands, but Krishna star, who are just Krishna and everything.
Yes.
Even the ladies in the heavenly planets are fortunate. Because on the lap of their husbands, these three of Krishna, they are falling unconscious. But we are most unfortunate. Even the cow, taking grass in the mouth and giving a measure of Krishna's fruit, they are not chewing grass, nor is the grass falling from the sun. And the calves drinking their mother's milk, when they hear the nectar of Krishna's fruit, then their eyes become closed and full of tears. They neither drink the milk nor spit it out. What to speak of the brute animals like the deer and the cow, even the inner things like the river are rushing towards me, Krishna means Krishna. The clouds in the sky are thinking Krishna is also a dark complexion like us. Therefore, he is like our sucker from Brahma. And weeping tears of happiness of Brahma, that tear, those tears that fall and the very cooling hint on Krishna. Alas, the coming day, even the clouds are serving Krishna. Even the clouds are serving Krishna. But we are nearer to him than the clouds, but we cannot serve him. Alas, if our husbands hear us even talking of Krishna, then they will expel us from the house. Thus the clouds serve Krishna like an umbrella. The gopis are seeing their own grief to meet Krishna, even in objects like the river. Before the Buddha, they were concealing, but now it's expressed most openly. Alas, Saki, with moving and unmoving of that, even conscious animals like birds and cows, they have consciousness. But even unconscious entities like the river, how she is offering her lotus flowers to the feet of Krishna and her legs to my hands. Alas, Krishna's form is so beautiful, the water that has passed does not wish to continue going away from Krishna, therefore it stays there when it does. And the water that is coming down the river has nowhere to go, therefore it simply moves in a whirlpool shape. With that whirlpool, what is that? That is God made the force of the river's desire to serve Krishna. Sanatana Swami says, even though externally it appears that rivers like Manikyanga and Yamuna and Namakai Yamuna are unconscious, in fact, they are completely conscious. Because the Adyastatri Devi, the presiding deity of Yamuna, is Vishaka Devi, herself, a very beloved gopi of Krishna. Then all the rivers, not just Yamuna, but even like Manikyanga and those rivers which are healed and flowing underground Vrindavan by the Saraswati, they are all conscious and full of ecstatic love for Krishna. The Manasi Ganga which we see now, which is spread over a pond, only a pond, that was really a stream of the Mother Ganga, by Ganga Devi. Therefore, Yamuna, feeling great happiness upon hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, took Krishna into her heart. She's thinking how to meet Krishna, therefore her friend is expressed in the small form of whirlpool. When Sri Krishna comes to Yamuna, then she flows up even to the chest of Krishna. But Sri Krishna is called Krishna after calm or self-satisfied. He has no need of anyone. Therefore, being embarrassed, the Yamuna falls at his feet and offers flowers to her. And she embraces Krishna's feet by her way. Now so calm there, her desire to serve Krishna is pacified as she becomes peaceful. Therefore, the women you look at are the world Kamalas, or all those to the feet of Krishna. So another meaning of Kamala is Lakshmi. Therefore, Lakshmi, the gopis are worshipful for Lakshmi Devi. Therefore, the Yamuna, or actually the Kaliti, her husband is the ocean. And giving up her ocean, she is running towards her powerful lover, Sri Krishna. Therefore, we should think of all these things while performing bhajan if we have the qualification. Therefore, Buddha said, it's a matter of great sadness. Life is very short. So the day one very beloved disciple of Sri Gurudev, and she is more than 20 years with Sri Gurudev, performing bhajan there, and she would not go to much. Guru Maharaj said, really, outside Vrindavan, she never left anywhere. So before she came from a very good family, Punjab side, she was even head nurse at the student's hospital in Delhi. Even she went to Shikshara and was there for many years, but she gave up everything and surrendered everything to the feet of Sri Gurudev. Gurudev is really her service mood and her affection. And those devotees in Punjab, they were not able to give her show affection to all the Brahmacharis and all the Sannyasis. She used to take her to the hospital if anyone was sick, she would take care of everyone. The Buddha said, always she used to come on our parikramas to get up. So Buddha heard the news, Buddha said, oh, that Bhagavad-gita said, oh, even if you're sick, but Buddha said, oh, it can't be so serious, I will be her afterwards. So this morning, the whole family members took her to Delhi and she was weeping, I don't want to leave Vrindavan. She was saying, if anything happens today, I want to perform my last rite here in Vrindavan. So this morning she bent the body. And so Guru is saying that we are praying, he is praying, and all the devotees should pray for the feet of Sri Gurudev, Sri Gurudev, Sri Gurudev, Maharaj, that wherever she goes, she may be peaceful, and her budget may be sweet, and her next destination. Go, Pramana, and be here. What is this, man?
Okay, I'm back.
কালকে আমাদের পরিক্রমা হরিতে ব্রহ্মকুণ্ড জগদেশ্বর মহাদেব মুখারবিন্দ সরস্বতী ভজনমুটি আর সামকে তোমায় দীপাবলি তোমার তোমরা সব সঙ্গে আরম্ভ শ্রী হরিতে ব্রহ্মকুণ্ড জগদেশ্বর মহাদেব মুখারবিন্দ ভজনমুটি সনাতন গোস্বামী আর ইভিনিং দীপাবলি
Will donate even one grain also.
Even if
was great jealousy for Govardhan. First of all, that he said, Sahadev, all this Likha Pancha Hovel. Lakshmi Likha Mante Pare. No more. It's a good thing to have any money. किसी प्रकार से यदि है तो उनको कभी भी अंत के लिए संरचना नहीं पड़ेगा अंत को और वंश को लक्ष्मी में नो But that devotee will never and never be
in difficult situation. That's the problem. Cannot find your God. You will find your only reality.
Oh, happy and always all kinds of strength will be added.
Therefore, there you go.
If you approve of me,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.